This is 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, sitting alongside the executive director of the Michigan and the State Theater. Russ Collins is here, as he is each week, for Cinema Chat. And welcome back.
Well, it's good to be back. And I'm happy to talk about Cinetopia. It's actually a little bit away, but we have a pretty cool thing that's happening. It looks like it's going to be the opening night film. Now, Cinetopia is actually May 31st through June 10th.
Right.
But it looks like we're going to open the festival with Love, Gilda.
Is that the documentary?
On Gilda Radner. So things are on sale right now. You can get passes right now by going to cinetopiafestival.org. It's a 90-minute film that was done in cooperation with the Gilda Radner estate. Her brothers were involved.
She's a Michigan native.
Yeah, she's a Michigan native. And she went to the University of Michigan for several years as well. And Bill Hader and Amy Poehler and Maya Rudolph and Cecily Strong and Chevy Chase and Lorraine Newman and Paul Schaefer, all Saturday Night Live folks, as well as Lauren Michael, who's the creator-producer of Saturday Night Live, all have a part. And Martin Short actually plays a special role, as does Broadway composer Stephen Swartz. So anyway, it's going to be really, really cool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And she was truly beloved of all the cast members. You can always hear something bad about one of them somewhere or another, but nobody had a bad word to say about Gilda
Radner.
That's
true. And she tragically died in her early 40s from ovarian cancer. But anyway, she left quite a legacy and quite an impact on female comedians in particular. So we'll look forward to Love, Gilda during Cinetopia.
Any other new Cinetopia news?
Well, we've got Alan Rudolph, who was actually a disciple of Robert Altman, is going to be featured as the symposium guy. Keith Carradine and Sandra Locke, who star in his new film Helen Meets Ray, which will have its Midwest premiere here in during Cinetopia. But it's going to be very cool. We also expect Geraldine Chaplin to come out, who also was in several of Alan Rudolph's films. She is not only a movie star that's probably best known for Dr. Zhivago.
Oh, that's there you go.
She was best known for. But she was the daughter of Charlie Chaplin.
I thought the name sounded familiar.
Yeah, so Geraldine Chaplin will be here. So anyway, lots of great stuff, and we're very, very excited, as well as the Big House documentary, which we're going to show as well.
Well, now, there's going to be some big openings as we speak.
That's right. Tomorrow night, we're doing a very special screening of The Leisure Seekers, which has been talked about on NPR here all week. There's going to be a special screening at 6:30 and 8 o'clock, and the writer of the original story, Michael Zadorian, who also is a Michigan guy.
Yeah, Oakland County area somewhere.
Yep, he'll be on the premises to introduce the film and do a Q&A afterwards. He'll also sign copies of his book, The Leisure Seeker, as well as his new book, Beautiful Music, which is only going to be available at this screening. The actual release date for the book, Beautiful Music, is on May 1st.
Get it before you can get it.
That's right, and Leisure Seeker stars Helen Mirren and Donald Sutherland as an older couple who both have their own health problems. Donald Sutherland's character is having memory issues. And before he forgets how to drive their beloved RV, which they call the Leisure Seeker,
right. They
drive from Boston to the Keys in Florida to go to the Ernest Hemingway estate down there. And it's a road picture. They learn each other. They rediscover each other and fall back in love in a certain way in this very poignant kind of film.
It's a great story, but with those two actors, I don't care what you wrapped around them, I would be interested in seeing it. So add it to a beloved book, then it's just going to be that much better.
Absolutely. So again, 6:30 and 8 o'clock Friday, tomorrow night. And tonight, we're extremely excited to say that Isle of Dogs opens at the State Theater. Now, that's the new Wes Anderson film. It's a stop-motion animation like his film The Fabulous Mr. Fox. So the film has gotten great, great reviews. We're actually doing it on two screens at the State Theater. So go check it out. It's got Edward Norton, Bryan Cranston, Bill Murray, Scarlett Johansson, Jeff Goldblum.
Those are the people they got to do the voices?
Those are some of the voices, absolutely.
That's a heck of a cast.
And it's about this Japanese city that decides that it doesn't want dogs in their town anymore, so they relegate them to their trash island. island across the way, and it's wacky and fun.
Isle of Dogs sounds like a winner. You're listening to Cinema Chat on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair with Russ Collins, and in case we missed any movies, are there still some showing that might be of interest?
Yeah, Zoe Deutsch is in Flower, which is she plays a high school kid who's getting to know her new stepbrother, and they get into all kinds of difficulties involving a school teacher. Black Panther, The Shape of Water, two films that are just extremely well acclaimed, are still playing. Leaning in the Wind, which is a documentary about a British sculptor by the name of Andy Goldsworthy, has been a minor hit at the Michigan Theater. There's a lot of people that are very fascinated by his work.
Did I hear a touch of surprise in your voice?
Yeah, well, I mean, he's a sculptor, but the buzz coming out of this film is great. So Leaning in the Wind, this documentary on the sculptor Andy Goldsworthy, is definitely worth checking out. And then Death of Stalin is
which I still haven't seen, but I must see.
You better hurry up. It's going to go away. Hey, at the Multiplex, they've got some interesting films opening up. A Quiet Place is John Krasinski.
From
The Office, is best known, and Emily Blunt.
That's his real-life wife, isn't it?
Yeah, John Krasinski directed it and stars in it along with Emily Blunt. And it's about a family who must have to navigate their lives in silence after mysterious creatures are threatening, and if they make a sound, then their survival is threatened.
Oh, thus The Quiet Place.
That's right. And then Blockers is a film that you know a little bit about.
Well, my daughter's told me about the trailer, and it certainly has some people in. I like it, but yeah, you have to shorten the title a bit from what they're advertising.
It's about parents who are trying desperately to prevent their three daughters from having more fun than they should on prom night, if you know what I mean.
And that's what they're trying to block.
And Ted Kennedy's story on Chappaquiddick also opens this.
It's going to be interesting to see how they which perspective they take that from, or if they somehow marry all of the perspectives.
Yeah, Jason Clarke plays Ted Kennedy, the film's gotten a nice early buzz, so we'll see how that goes. We've also got some special screenings at the Michigan and the State Theater. Monty Python and the Holy Grail kicks off our Monty Python series tonight, Thursday.
Some consider that the Holy Grail of comedies.
That's right, at 9:30. It set a lot of trends. Next week will be Life of Bryant.
That made me laugh out loud, too.
Yep. The NAM Center, which is the Korean Studies Center at the University of Michigan, is doing a free series on Saturdays at 1 o'clock, and their film this week is Jane. And the Enter the Samurai series is Akira Kurosawa's film Ran, which is at 7 o'clock on April the 9th, Monday, April the 9th. That series has been very, very interesting. There's a lot of fans of that particular kind of Japanese story, and we're really looking forward to that particular screening. And then The Virgin Suicide.
Now, that's not a new movie, right?
No, it's not.
Been around since the turn of the century or so?
Well, Sofia Coppola, that turn of the century, right, it's her film, it's based by on a novel by a Michigan author, actually, and set in Michigan.
You know, I saw the movie, and I did not know it was set in Michigan.
Yeah, so anyway, that's going to be Wednesday, April 11th at 7:30. So,
really good movie, by the way.
Yep, there'll be a Q&A after about that with a national youth speaker, Jim Turman, so we'll go.
Yeah, the subject matter is dark, but worth having a conversation about, for sure. So,
you got it.
Anything else you want to add about Cinetopia?
Well, if you haven't gotten your pass, there's still a lot of time, but they are on sale at thecinetopiafestival.org. We're lining up a great set of films besides the Alan Rudolph film, besides the Love Gilda film and the documentary film on The Big House called The Big House. So we'll look forward to talking more about that as Cinetopia comes up at the very end of May, May 31st through June the 10th.
For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and we thank you for joining us for this week's edition of Cinema Chat. You hear it only on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.
Ta-ta from Hollywood.